aspetta.
Huh? Okay. Now we do the video, you have to
video, no?
So come on.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
Please don't do it. I made one time mistake, I'm not going to get it. No. There's a guy from Italy. His name was Ranzoni. You know this pastor Ranzoni? Ranzoni. He came from Italy to America. Mm-hmm. Started to do all this pasta. He was very successful. If he wanted to have some honor as well, some respect, he brought from Italy all the things. He decided he wants to be a singer in the opera. So he went to study how to sing. And he had a lot of money. It's a true story, it's not a joke. And he had a lot of money, he was able to convince the people in New York, on Broadway, to let him make a show. And that's very, I don't know if you understand, and you know what Broadway means. You know, so maybe you should not know. So one day, remember it was, I think it's almost 100 years ago, maybe less than 100. All over New York and all over advertisement, Ranzoni is going to sing in the opera. It's a true story. So he came and he sang. And of course he didn't know how to sing. It's the voice of a crow. But nevertheless, you know, people loved him so much. He brought to America all this auction, all this pasta. So after he finished singing,
thank you.
He tells his wife, you see, he made fun of me all the years, he said, I cannot sing. I'll say again. I'll say again, again, again. He said, no, he didn't understand. He didn't hear what they said. They said, try again. He didn't say again. He said, try again. So every year we try Mashiach, we try Mashiach, we try Mashiach, we try again now. Let's say we try another angle, another version. Maybe we know what to do, what did I say there? And maybe this time we'll be able to get the Yeshua.
Amen.
Amen.
As the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, if we say it in nice English, we live in a mistake. Let's live in a mistake. People pay $63 a pound of matzah for no reason. I came to America in 1970, first time in this life. And Brazil decided to raise the prices of the coffee. That's before you were born. And no, you were born already. So in the supermarkets, I lived in Farakwe, it was the 1970. All the supermarkets in New York that I visited, next to the coffee was a sign, please don't buy coffee. The supermarket sells coffee and asks the customers, don't buy coffee. And nobody bought coffee. The price plunged down, all the way down. Whoever bought coffee, commodities lost all the money. If everybody will say we're not buying matzo for $63, it's going to be $5 a pound. Because it doesn't cost them $5 even to make. But people will do matzo. You open up the Gemara, you open up the Mishnah, Masechet Pesachim. You learn Pesachim. Says the Mishnah, the main important part in El Seder is the wine. And that's the halacha, Shulchan Aruch and Rambam. A poor person has no money. The halacha is, if you don't have money, you don't have to borrow money to buy matzah. You don't have to go and rent yourself to work in a gas station to have matzah. You don't have to do anything. Hashem does not expect a person to go and borrow money to do a mitzvah. No sukkah, no lulav, no shofar, no matzah, no talit, no tefillin. You can afford it, yeah. If you can't afford it, patur. The only mitzvah that you have to fulfill from Hashem is b'chatzit ha-shekel. See the shekel. It's a reason, a secret, if you remember, Pashat Shkalim. Chachamim said, no. Three mitzvot, you have to go and borrow money and do it. One of them is wine for Pesach, one is Adlakat Nerot Chanukah, and one is Ner Shabbat. So that's the halacha in the Rambam Mishchan Aruch. You don't have matzah, you don't have to buy a matzah. You don't have to pay $63, you don't have to pay $5.
$75 for the whole wheat.
For half or whole month?
Do you get the box with it?
I'm really upset before I came here. I won't say what I want to say. Tzadach ha'iz, en pochatim lomar ba'kosor, the Mishnah says, v'marvah p'sachim, you should know there's no reason you not to have wine. Do whatever you got. Lela Seder is wine. And if you read, if you know the Gemara, if you know the Mishnah, the whole Lela Seder, the way it's being put in the Mishnah starts with this, mazgulo kos rishon, the pour the first cup. Then mazgulo kosheni, again the wine. The main thing in the Lazed is the wine. That's the main thing. And Baruch Hashem doesn't cost $63 per cup of wine. But you have to know the wine is a tremendous power. Hashem made the wine. It does a lot to the person. The Gemara says wine, if you drink wine, you know what Hashem wants from you. You know what Hashem wants from the world. You know what Hashem is going to do to the world. Everything is the wine. Statement in the Gemara. Wine is yain, is in Gemara's, the Gemara says, the numerical value of wine is 70. The Gemara says, you know all the secrets with, through the wine. Because sod, secret in Hebrew is sod, so the numerical value is 70. It's the Gemara. Gemara says, yain, wine is 70. Secret is 70, you should know that's what wine is going to give you. It's going to tell you everything that you don't understand. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, let us say there is wine. She says, excuse me, where do you get this? There is a machloket Babli Yerushalmi. So we learn Gemara Babli, Daviyomi Babli. But this Gemara Yerushalmi was written by Rabbi Yochanan, the first generation of Amoraim in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says that this is the one we know, everybody obeys. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Am Yisrael, he told them, Parashat Va'era, Hashem told me to tell you four words of redemption. I'll take you out from the burden of the Egyptians. I'll save you from the work. I'm going to redeem you. ולקחתי אתכם ללעם, I take it to my nation. Says the Gemara, four words of redemption Moshe uses. I'll take you, I'll save you, I will redeem you, and I will take you to be my nation. That's why you have four cups. What has to do those four languages with the cups of wine? What those things have to do with wine altogether? What has to do with wine? The opposite, maybe I should take four pieces of matzah, and I do it. Or, the Gemara says Korban Pesach, the Torah says Korban Pesach is very, very important. Somebody deliberately does not come to Yerushalayim to participate in Sikhfaz of Pesach, gets karet. Hashem is going to kill him and his children. His neshama is going to be vaporized. Okay, I don't have money to participate. You don't have to. You do have money, participate. Okay, now you want me to remember four words of redemption? Okay, take one piece of meat, two pieces of meat, three. Four pieces of meat, why do you have to wine? What do you need wine for? How do you get wine in those things? That's Gemara Bavli. Gemara Yerushalmi. Gemara says, I tell you what's the secret. And that's really the secret. And the Bavli is the secret too, but Yerushalmi is a bigger secret. You know, the Gemara Yerushalmi is much more deeper and more secretly than Bavli. It's very hard to understand it. Very hard to understand. Gemara says one of the Chachamim lived in Iraq, and then over there, Gemara Bavli. He came to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim they learned Gemara Yerushalmi. Gemara Yerushalmi is much different than Bavli. The mind I don't know if you know. You know, we know have three pieces of brain. You know, in our head there are three brains. Certain people can understand more, let's say, philosophy, and certain people can be mathematics, and certain people can love history. So what's behind it? What's behind it? How can it be? Some people understand Gemara very well. Some say, I don't understand Gemara. It's a genius in math. Because we have three brains in the back of our head. And when a person thinks Hashem made it, that he used the brain for that subject. And every brain has some dents. If you ever saw a brain, of an animal, of course, a dent. And according to the dent, this is how much IQ you have. But the IQ that you have, it's not a general IQ. For example, the Gemara says, some people, the head is understanding. They go so deep, they understand the problem. Some people, they don't go deep, they can't go deep, but they can consume information. The Gemara says, what's better, to consume information or to go very, very deep? I had a question. Two places in Shas. Because it means the two brains. Because it's not the same brain. One brain is terrific memory. It's one side of the brain. And one brain is deep, deep, deep. Maybe I shouldn't say what I want to say. So, Gemara Yerushalmi is much different than Babylon. Gemara Yerushalmi says the reason for World Cup is different. Completely different. As about the reason, it says if you read the Torah, Yosef was in jail. And look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to arrange something. And it says he's in jail. You know why he's in jail? You don't know why he's in jail. You don't know? You have no idea. He didn't do nothing. The opposite. He's going to be rewarded. The lady wanted to do a scene with him. He didn't do a scene, he went away. Instead, this guy, Potiphar, comes. And first, Potiphar thought it's true, then he found out it's the whole thing is a lie. He was afraid of his witch wife. So put yourself in jail. For nothing. And then the Torah says, Hashem is going to fix something. What's going to fix? That the butler and the baker of Pao will do something or will not do the right thing and they're going to be put in jail. And eventually Yosef is going to come out because the butler will have a dream. And then Pao will have a dream and the butler will tell Pao, listen, there's a Jewish guy in jail, he's in a kubel. I says, what's behind it? Think about this. Why does Hashem do such a thing? Why? Hashem wants to sit out, he will be out. Hashem wants to be king of Egypt, Hashem knows how to do it. Hashem doesn't need advice from us. But Yosef was in jail because of this. To meet this butler and the baker, and butler will have a dream, and Yosef will interpret it. And 2 days later, Pharaoh will have a bad dream, and the butler will say, oh, I know how to solve the problem. This is a Jewish guy, and he's going to become the king. Okay. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi like this. The butler comes and Yosef asks him, tell me what your dream is. So the butler says, well, I was a butler to Pao, and then I have a dream that I see in my dream a vineyard, and I squeeze the grapes and I put it inside the cup. I take the cup and I put the cup on Pao's hand. And Yosef says, oh, you know, put the cup. The Gemara says, oh, you know what? It's the way it's 4 times the World Cup. So therefore, let us say there, Sigmar Shami, drink 4 cups of wine, and wine is the most important thing in let us say there. Remember, it says the most important thing in let us say there is wine. And so what I have to have in mind, that the butler had a dream, and he says 3 times to Yosef, cup, the cup of power, cup, and he said, okay, you're going to put back the cup on power, it says 4 times, what this has to do with the cup? What we have to do, Leila said, with this thing? What story is this? Excuse me. In terms of the Malays, you have to know why they talk about the story. Zohar says, Chas v'Shalom, to think Hashem wrote you a story in the Torah, because it's a story. But you have to know this thing. Who cares about it? Hashem could omit the whole thing. Now you know the whole Leila Seder is yourself. According to the Yerushalmi. Okay? But it's not machloket. Soon we see how the puzzle comes together. But right now, we don't know what it means. No. We don't know what it means. What does it mean? Let me explain to us like this. I had two jobs in Leila Seder. I had two jobs. But really, it's one job. The Mishnah comes and tells us, you know, on Leila Seder, a person is obligated, it's halacha in the Rambam, a person is obligated, chayav adam, lirot et atzmo, ki yatzav mitzrayim. This is the accomplishment of Leila Seder that you have to feel, but it doesn't say, do it. It says chayav. It means, Abraham Brisket, and other Chachamim said, it's the hardest thing that I have in Leila Seder. Matzah, I eat. Mine, I drink. I eat. It's nothing. But it's one obligation that I have to feel that I'm out of Egypt. So you can't cheat yourself. You sit in your own house at the table and you have everything in your house and feel, close your eyes, I'm coming out of Egypt. Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? How can the Mishnah demand it from us to feel like this? And Allah and Rambam, Allah and Shulchan Aruch. And so it means if you don't do it, you didn't do the Leila Seder. This is Chayav. It doesn't say, okay, do it if you want to do it. This is Chayav. It's must. What do you mean? How can I feel? It's a Sheker. Baruch Hashem, you dress well. Baruch Hashem, you have a family next to you. You're not next to the pyramids. How can you, what does it mean exactly? What does it mean? It means that it's some obligation that you have in Leila Seder. That obligation that we have is divided between two things. One thing is, Chachamim tell us, the most important thing maybe in this creation is Hashem's chill. Hashem's chill. Hashem Kisahar. Hashem who built himself a chair so-called before creation. What does it mean exactly? The Master tell you what it means. On the chair, Hashem engraved four entities. An eagle, and a lion, and an angel, a bull, and a person. So what does that mean? What does it mean Hashem engraved? Let me explain to us this. The world was created with four elements. The first one is air. The second one is water. And then is fire. And then is earth. So whatever we see on creation is a combination. Some things have more earth. Some things have more fire. But every object has those four things. This is Hashem made. Hashem mixed them and made it. He made earth. He made air, fire, and water. On those four things, says the Zohar Chachamim, Hashem assigned four angels. The ones we're familiar with, one is called Uriel, one is called Gabriel, one is called Michael, one is called Raphael. Each one of them is responsible for one part. It means like this. You have as a hurricane. You have something to do with the wind, air. There's one. As the thing has to do with the fire, volcanoes, fires, or anything, war, fire, Ukraine. This is not the answer. It has to do with the water, flood, tsunami. It's not the answer. It has to do with earthquake, or certain things with earth. It's not the answer. And those four angels assign for those four things. And those four things are comply with the four things that engraved on the chair of Hashem. So Hashem's chair has four legs, and on the four legs engraved those four things, and those four things are the four angels, and those four angels are the four elements of אני הקים אברהם אבינו, connect himself to Manleg, Yitzchak to Manleg, and Yaakov Manleg, and David is Manleg. That's the secret of number four. And the word in Hebrew, kos, cup, the miracle value is 86, and the word hakiseh, the chair, is 86 as well. Chachamim says the job on this world is to make sure that Hashem's chair is complete. And the Gemara tells us what the Torah means. Amalek, so-called, whatever it means secretly, he destroyed one leg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yad al kes ka melchama l'ashim ba'amalek. Hashem says, I hate Amalek. That's what the Torah tells us at Parshat B'Shalach. And that's what we read on Purim morning. It says, you know Amalek? You know Amalek? Amalek? You know Amalek? What did he do? He so-called destroyed one leg of Hashem's chair. Probably only one leg. This Hashem gave us the mitzvah of destroying Amalek to rebuild the chair of Hashem. And that's the most important thing. That Hashem has a chair. I mean, we know on Rosh Hashanah, Selichot, Kemashir, Kisei Rachamim, constantly we say, Hashem has a chair, Hashem has a chair. What chair, what chair? The chair was created before the world was created. So it means Hashem created those four elements. Hashem created those four angels on the first Monday. And then Hashem assigned to them the four things on the legs, and then came Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's the Torah tells us story about Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David. And it says to tell you, look, this is the achievement of those four. Still, I don't understand what wine is all about. What is wine? Well, wine is the wine, and the course, the cup of the wine has to do something with the chair. Okay, I tell you, the Gemara says, what Chachamim tell you. And the second thing in the Torah that we hear about wine is about Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu was the night of Pesach. Was a world war, four kings against five kings. Abraham comes back from the war, and the king of Yerushalayim, Malkitzedek Melech Shalem, Otsi Lechem Vayayin. He gives him wine. Can you give him wine? Why do you have to give him wine? And then the second story about wine is when Yitzchak Avinu wants to give a bracha to Esav, and Yaakov goes inside, an angel comes from Gan Eden and gives Yaakov a bottle of wine. But that's, he tells Yaakov, give this wine to Yitzchak. In the text, Yavelu Yain Vayish. Yaakov gives Yitzchak wine. Okay, so where do we have? Abraham has wine, Yitzchak has wine. The next time we have wine in the Torah, actually it's hinted that when Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, so he packed up donkeys and chariot, and he sent Yaakov. One of the things he sent Yaakov, the Gemara says, Yain Yashan, Da'atz Kenin Nochabo. Yosef sent wine to Yaakov. The next time we have wine about David the Melech, but David ran away from Shaul, and he and his people had no food, and he sent some people to ask some food from Nabal HaKarmeli. He did not want to give, and eventually his wife Abigail sent to David wine. Because the Gemara says, I tell you what the secret is. The secret of wine is connects you to the chair of Hashem, connects you to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, connects you to know what to do and what not to do in life, in order for Hashem's chair to be complete. That's the secret. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says. Latin Mamidat Kono. The Gemara says, one also, Gdola Legima, Gemara Zema Sechet Sanhedrin, that brings the people together, brings you next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the wine. The wine is the tool. That tool brings you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings you to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And so-called escalator is Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David. Those are the four languages that we're going to use, that the Torah used for us to be redeemed. And that's how whole Leila Seder is. For example, the first cup of wine is Kiddush. What do we say in Kiddush? Ata v'chartanu Hashem, you chose us. What do you mean Hashem chose you? What do you mean Hashem chose you? We say every morning in Tefillah, Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bacharta Be'Avraham. What's the Baruch Hazdim? So what does it mean? Hashem chose Avram. When did Hashem choose Avram? Avram made Kiddush Hashem. And Avram fought for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem chose him. Let's say the Baruch HaChamim say, Ata Bechartanu. You chose us. The first cup of wine is Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu is one leg. Which leg Avraham Avinu is? Avraham Avinu, there's some kind of opinions. And they said, well, Avraham Avinu maybe came out of the fire. Maybe Gabriel. Hashem said to Gabriel, no, I'm going to take Avraham Avinu out. I mean, Avraham Avinu is like Uriel. Uriel is one of the angels that is responsible for the air. Avraham Avinu has connection. Yitzchak Avinu was put on the Akedah, and in the Ha'esh V'Ha'etzim, Avraham was ready to burn Yitzchak. This is Malach Gavriel. Control. By the way, says the Gemara, I'll tell you something. Hashem in the Torah says to Am Yisrael, to tell Moshe to Am Yisrael, Atim ritem asher asiti l'Mitzrayim, v'alkach otchem ha'kafei nesharim. Hashem took us out of Egypt on the eagle's wings. I said, what does it mean? I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you. Am Israel lived all around Egypt. But Hashem wanted us to live together. How are you going to get together? Yes, Hashem said, Mashiach will come and be the same thing. Mashiach will come, it's not going to be, everybody is going to come from wherever he lives. Hashem will collect us to one place, and from there we'll go to Yerushalayim. Likewise, Chachamim say, Hashem took us out of Egypt from one place. Torah says, "Vayisum Ramses." Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Had everybody got it to Ramses? I said, yeah. Can finish Harim. The eagle wings. It means the wind blew everybody to Ramses. The Gemara in the text. The Torah in the text. All of Israel arrived. In 1 second, to the city of Ramses, starting point. And Hashem emphasizes it. Hashem says, I took you out on the eagle's wings, and I bring you to Har Sinai. I said, where is the eagle wings? He says, I tell you the first thing that happened to us in Egypt, that Hashem started the Yeshua, Votziti Etchem, this the first word of redemption. Hashem said, I'm going to take you out of Egypt. What do you mean, Hashem? What do you mean, you take me? I take you, b'zchut Avraham Avinu, b'zchut Malach Uriel, b'zchut the air, and says, Hashem emphasizes, I'm taking you out with the air, with the wind. Who is responsible for the wind? Uriel. Who connects to Uriel? Avraham Avinu. It says, who is on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Uriel? An eagle. Here we go. Torah says, the Torah says, eagle, what's eagle? An eagle means nothing. Eagle means the angel responsible for the eagle. An eagle is the responsible angel of the air. And here Hashem says to Moshe, go tell them. The first thing I take you out of Egypt. He said, what do you mean? Explain to them. Tell them to listen to the lecture. It means get ready. You're going to come out of Egypt from one point. I'm going to get to the airport. You have to go to the airport, don't worry. Hashem will bring you to Borough Park or Williamsburg, from there everybody's going to go. You don't have to go to there. Then, try to emphasize. God tells us. Actually, we got out of Egypt. For Ramses, we started to go. Again, you have to remember, soon power is going to chase us. In the meantime, Am Yisrael walked day and night. And Torah says, V'Hashem molech efneim yomam, and be'or yosh laila, in the night time, fire. Fire! Who is this Mr. Fire? Mr. Fire is Mr. Gabriel. Mr. Gabriel is one of the angels that's responsible for fire. And here, Vahashem, so the Gemara says, listen, it says Vahashem, it means Hashem and somebody else. Gemara says, who is Mr. Hashem? Gemara says, Mr. Gabriel. Gabriel is the angel of fire. I says, this is V'itzalti etchem abodatam. Hashem is going to save you from the world. I says, how am I going to save me from the world? From where? It's the second leg of the chair. Who is this second leg? It's Mr. Gabriel. Then the Torah continues. And after this, Hashem is going to redeem you by Yamsuf, the water. How are you going to get into the water? Who is responsible for the water? It's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the first person. The Gemara says, Yaakov put his stick in the Jordan River and ran away from Esau. Gemara says, since Yaakov put his stick in the water, Hashem split the Jordan River for Yaakov. Hashem is going to split Yam Suf to Am Yisrael. Hashem is going to split the Jordan River again for Yoshua ben Nun, and Am Yisrael will come back from Iraq, from the east side of the Jordan River. Who is this guy that is responsible for the water? Mr. Michael. Michael is responsible for water. Here the Torah tells you, Ve'gaalti etchem. Hashem is going to save us. He can save us when? On Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Hashem is going to save us. From where? From Yam Suf. Who is Yam Suf? Mr. Michael. Mr. Michael is Yaakov. It's the third leg of the... And then the last one is Har Sinai, Earth. Who is Earth? This is Malach Rafael, this is David HaMelech, and this is why David HaMelech gets wine as well. And this is a story in the Torah about wine. The job, says Gemara, Bavli, I'll tell you what it is. Comes El Seder, says the Shla, says Ari, you have to sit at the table, not to say one word extra besides Divrei Torah. Sits with Emor Vira, sits with fear, with very serious, because this is the night of redemption. This is the night that Yitzchak Avinu drank wine, that Yaakov gave him wine. This is the night that the First World War happened, the First World War. This is the day that Abraham Avinu got wine from Melchizedek, the king of Yerushalayim. I said, you say the Haggadah. I said, the Haggadah, I said, have this in mind. The main important thing is wine. It's not the matzah, and it's not Korban Pesach. Is the wine, because the wine is going to connect you to the chair, connect you to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, connect you to the four angels, and the same Yeshua Abraham Avinu had with the four kings, and the same Yeshua that Am Yisrael had at the time with the Belshazzar, the Koresh, Yavesh, that killed Belshazzar, started Yeshua to destroy destroy Babel, et Hashem. Regrets he made Iraq in Babel. The Gemara says Hashem regrets he made Nebuchadnezzar, he regrets he made Saddam Hussein, he regrets he made Sancheriv, and says that happened at the Pesach. And says Rabbi Hashem said, listen, the whole night of Pesach is the wine, and let's share in mind all the time. You should have Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov in your mind, and you should try to imitate Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Avraham Avinu gave his life for Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu controlled himself. Yaakov Avinu is pillar of Torah, and let David HaMelech accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say Halel. That's why this is the fourth cup in the Seder, we say Halel. This is David HaMelech. The first cup is Avraham Avinu, Hashem Bechavanu. The second cup is Yitzchak Avinu, it's before the meal. The third one is right after the meal, it's Yaakov Avinu, Tzurenu, Tzur Yaakov, Magen Ishenu, and says that is the power of Leil HaSeder, to be able to connect to the chair. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we want your chair to be complete. We don't, Hashalom, don't want to do something that ruins the chair. Likewise, the act of Amalek, the Amalek did. He did something to the chair, of course, it's a spiritual thing. Nevertheless, the Torah tells us, you know, what Amalek did. Look what he did. He destroyed, destroyed one leg of Hashem's chair. He says, you should know, Ma'asecha yikarbucha, Ma'asecha yirachakucha. Says in Mishnah and Berakah, you should know, whatever you do, it's going to bring you close to the chair of Hashem. And if you do certain things, you get away from the chair of Hashem. But actually, Chas Shalom, it also can ruin the chair of Hashem. That's Kila Shem HaMlochah, Moshel Bagoyim, the night of Pesach, the night of redemption, Hashem is going to sit on his chair. So Chamim said, oh, now you know the job, when Ela said there, is to fix the chair of Hashem, to be serious about the chair. That's Gemara. Bubbly. Come to Gemara Yerushalmi. I want to tell you something else. It's not machloket. The question is that our brain should have two aspects. Gemara Yerushalmi said, listen, we're talking about Yosef again, that he interpreted the dream of the butler, and the butler used three times the word cup. And then Yosef says, one time uses the one cup, and here is the four cups. So what is it? So in Tehillim, in chapter 75, sentence 10. You know what, let me read it to you. I'm not so good, my memory is not so good. It used to be a good memory. But the this is Mizmor Ayin Hey. So the Tehillim says like this. He calls the other Hashem. Hashem has a cup in his hand, can you imagine? Hashem has a cup. What does the cup have? Wine. Just like this. Because we are Hashem, there is the wine in the hand of Hashem. The yain chamar, strong wine inside. Male mesech, a lot of good things and bad things. The yager mizeh, Hashem is going to make it strong. Ach shmarea, the bad part of the wine. But settle down. Imtzu ishtu kol sheharetz. All the goyim will have it. Come to Gemara and says, you know what it says over here? I'll tell you. Gemara says, look. The Yeshua of Am Yisrael, says the Gemara on that sentence, that Hashem has a cup in his hand. It comes from wine. But the wine, if you let the wine seep for a long time on the bottom of the wine, you think it's called shmarim, like yeast. That's the bad part of the wine. Says the Gemara like this, look. Hashem has a cup of wine. The cup of the wine has two parts. A positive part and a negative part. The positive part is the good wine, Hashem is going to give it to us. It's called Yain Mishuma. This is the wine that an angel brought to Yaakov to give it to. The bad part, Hashem is going to pour it over the goyim. Now we can understand a little bit at the end. I mean, after the Birkat HaMazon, you open the door for the Onavi, and we say, Shfoch Hamadcha al goyim. What? What do you say? Hashem, pour your anger on the goyim. Why are you saying this? But he says to me that I said that. And then before that, we do dam, tzfadea, you know, we pour from the cup, the plagues in Egypt. He says, 16 times we have to pour. He says, dam veshvet imot ha-shan 3 times, and then 10 makot, and then the tzach vadash v'achav, it's called powerful wine. That wine that you pour, you, Chal Shalom, nobody should drink it. You can die. If you drink it, you can die. It's poison. It can use for certain things if you want to destroy certain bad elements. It's not my place to say it. I'm on the video now. But you should know the secret of it. It has a lot of bad energy. Bad energy. But it's not doing anything because dams are there. You know what really was behind the scene that Hashem brought the ten makot to heal the Egyptian. The B'mer says to Tehillim, the yeast that stays at the bottom of the cup of the wine. So if you go backwards, it means like this: people read the Torah. Yosef is in jail with a butler and a baker. Okay? You know, the butler was far away from being a holy, pure man. It was okay. But the Torah will paint him very bad soon. The Torah will say when Paro would have a dream, and the butler wants to get a reward, so he's going to say this in Kubul in jail. But the way he describes Yosef, he says, "Visham itanu na'ar ivri evre sarat abachim." The Gemara says, said, why did he say so much? Tell him, tell Paro, Joe is in jail. No, he says, no. He says, no, he's an idiot. He's a slave. Sarat Abachim. Remember what was said over there on Facebook with this guy? Why are you telling it to Paro? Mar says, because he hates Yosef. Why you hate Yosef? Yosef interpreted the dream very well. You read the Torah, you went to the kindergarten. Hooray, the butler! The butler is like the head of Ukraine. Saint John. The guy in Ukraine baptizes children. A few years ago, I don't remember. Was the first Hitler in Ukraine, his name was Khmelnytsky. He killed 350 years ago. He killed millions of Jews. He killed Rabbi Shimshon Mostopole. They made for him a statue in Ukraine for metal, as big almost as the Statue of Liberty. He did it, this guy. This guy that called himself a Jew, he did it. No wonder Hashem sent Russia Putin to destroy him. People said he's innocent. He's innocent. He's a Rosh Hamarusha. The whole Ukraine are Rosh Hamarusha. All the Goyim are Rosh Hamarusha. Antisemit, Matzim, Nazim. This butler is a Rosh Hamarusha. So what Yosef telling him, you know? You know what the Gemara says? Yosef telling like this. Look, Yosef. Mr. Butler, what did you say? The cup, the cup, the cup. He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. You put the cup. Yosef does something to put the cup. Yosef tells him, listen, you get out of jail in 3 days. Yosef tells him, listen, you're going to put the cup on power. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, Mashiach will come, yad, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hashem will call all the goyim also. The Gemara says in Amud Azara, power would come to Hashem. The Gemara says it. Tell you the Gemara. Paro became, he did Teshuvah because he was the king of Nineveh, if you remember. Paro would come to Hashem and says, what do you want for my life? I see you have a cup in your hand. I see you're going to pour the yeast, the bad part. But I got it already in Egypt. I got it. Ten Makot was the yeast on me. Hashem said, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to pour it on you. I pour it on Putin, on the guy from Ukraine. The Gemara says, it means like this. When Yosef interpreted the dream to the butler, he told him, listen, listen, you put the thing on power, it means this power, soon you're going to see. I showed you that, Yosef. Soon it's going to be 10 makot on this guy. He says, Yosef put 10 makot on him. By telling the butler, interpreted the dream of the cup as the 10 makot. That's why we say, dams, fadea, kini. What is this? Is the bad part that we have in the cup on the wine. We pour it out. Then the rest that you have in your cup is pure wine for us. Don't drink that part. That part you can die because that thing is the least, the bad part that stays in the wine. And the Gemara Yerushalmi said, listen, you drink 4 cups, have in mind. What do you have in mind? Hashem is going to pour it on the goyim, the bad part, and we will have the good part. And that is, don't say on the Seder, says, Shpocha Matcha Lagoyim. Open up the door. Hold the cup in your hand. Says, Hashem, pour it. Pour what? From that cup that you have in your hand. This is the job the cup does at the end of Seder. The good part is connect ourselves to the chair. The bad part, to pour on Sonei Israel, on all the Arabs. The Kadosh Baruch Hu regrets he made the Arabs. Hashem, the Gemara says, oh, you want to peace with them? Some of them are good. The Gemara says, the best Egyptian kill. The best, the Gemara says. Ayare Dvar Hashem. Emiset Avadar B'knei Olazad. Minal El Abati. Hashem, the Gemara says, you know Tamar B'Shimon? B'Shimon says, listen, the best Egyptian is good under the ground. There's no good Arab. Hashem regrets he made them. You can't make a peace, you don't understand. Hashem hates them, and you want to make them, put them in the government. Are you before the election? You promised not to have Arabs in the government. Not only that, you make a peace with them. Now you give them land. You tens of thousands of acres. You give to the Arabs as a president. What's wrong with you? Hashem regrets he made them. Somebody asked Chafetz Chaim 100 years ago. He wants to move to Israel. Chafetz Chaim asked him. Printed. Asked him, what's your question? Well, my question is if I have to worry about the Arabs. Hashem said, I won't tell you something. The angel told Hagar, this child is a Peri Adam. Usually, Chafetz Chaim said in the Torah has an adjective. So first comes the person and then the adjective. You don't say Rasha Haman. You say Haman Rasha. That's how you speak in Hebrew. The Torah says, the angel told Hagar, Uye Peri Adam. Chafetz Chaim said, should have said, Uye Adam Peri, not Peri Adam. So Chafetz Chaim said, listen, every Arab is wild. There's no Adam and Pere. Adam and Pere means they're good, and some of them are wild. So Chafetz says, no. So Chafetz Chaim said, well, you're asking, what do you want to Israel? You want to Israel? That's what the Torah says. I said the power of Leila Seder is to destroy the bad elements against Am Yisrael. That's what happened to Paro. Hashem poured on Paro the bad part of the wine. And that's what Yosef Chochmah. And that's what really Yosef is called the older, the firstborn. Katzon Yosef. Yosef is the Bechor. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Bni Bechor Yisrael, go to Paro. Makat Bechorot, Makat Bechorot. Everybody says, Makat Bechorot, what's Makat Bechorot? Excuse me. Because Hashem told Moshe, go tell Paro, my son is the firstborn. Who is the firstborn? Who? Yaakov? He bought the Bechorot from Esau. Okay? But the Navi says, the Devarei Yamim says, that after Reuben did what he did, whatever he did, Hashem moved the firstborn from Reuben to Yosef. Bikura shel Rachel, to call Rachel imenu akirat habayit, you should know the Bechor that Hashem said to Moshe, go tell Paro. The firstborn means Yosef. That's why we call Am Yisrael, because Yaakov is Israel, and because the Zohar says that Yaakov and Yosef is one entity. Ben Zkuni Mulo, and it says Yamsuf split Yosef. The Makot Yosef. Everything is Yosef. It says Yosef made his brothers swear on Am Yisrael, don't live without me. Why? Because of me, power and his nation got the Makot. The whole thing down for there is called everything is Yosef. That's the Talmud Yerushalmi says. You have some Moroccan. Talmud Bavli said, connect yourself to the chair of Hashem, to the four angels, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. Talmud Yerushalmi says, don't forget, the yeast, the bad part of the wine, get it out of your cup. And every time you drink a cup, you say, where your cup? And it says, get rid of the goyim. Get rid of the goyim. You drink? Yeah. But have in mind, the negative, Hashem is going to pour on them, the Mashiach will come.
Amen.